Mm-hmm. But we never had anything like that. Mm-hmm. And I know, I can remember when we were up in St. Louis visiting my daughter. She, in one of her houses, she had a beautiful fireplace. Mm-hmm. And it had, it was a tremendous fireplace. And it had, he used to go down and get trunks of trees and put it in there, you know. But he had he put a big screen around it, you know. Mm-hmm. But it was beautiful. You'd sit there and you'd just enjoy seeing those trees burn, you know. It was really beautiful. But I had never seen it. The only ones we ever knew were these. And like I say, we never used them. And I don't know if we did use them. My mother used to say, she says, even if they were useful, you know, even if they were usable, she says, I don't think I'd use them because they used to throw off so much dirt, you know. Mm-hmm. Because the coal and everything, you know. But
what would you call
them? A great fire is, that's what we call them, a great fire.
Uh-huh. What would you call a big piece of wood that would burn all night like that? Do you ever hear a special name for, like, a back log or back stick?
No, now my father, he used to, for our, but we never had anything like this, even down on Street. We never had anything like that. But we used to have what we called a wood stove. Mm-hmm. And my father used to send home, they would take up old staves, boards from the waterfront there, and put new ones down. Well, mm-hmm. he would have the old ones brought home. That's the only thing we knew of was staves, you know. But they were thick. They were like that thick, and they would be about that wide. Mm-hmm. And, different lengths, you know. And, but that would be the only thing we knew of, other than tree trunks and things like that. But we never had the tree trunks. If we got wood that was cut already, which was very seldom, we used to have to cut the wood ourselves. You know, Daddy would mm-hmm. bring home, send us these staves home, and then we had a saw mm-hmm. and a buck, which you would put the stave on, and then cut it to the length you wanted it for the
what
stove.
What did the buck look like?
It was something that held the wood. It's just two pieces of wood that were nailed like this, darling.
X-shape?
Right, X-shape, uh-huh. you see. And then you reinforced them at the bottom, and you set the log at the top. You see, you put two pieces that would keep it uh-huh. from going out
yeah.
At the bottom. And then you put this log or stave or whatever you had on that thing, and then you sawed it with your saw. And, then after you got it sawed, well, you'd have to chop it to fit uh-huh. the stove, you see. And your stove was so long, and you'd have to measure and mm-hmm. make sure it was long enough to fit in there, you know. And so that's what we used to have to do. And then we used to have to bring, had a wood box in the hall where we'd have to fill that up every day in order to supply the wood stove, you see. Mm-hmm. And when we lived on Josephine Street, that was the only heat we had, was the wood stove. No heat upstairs at all.
What would something be that carpenters would use sometimes? It'd be an A-shaped frame. They might use two of these, and they'd lay a board between them.